We are currently in the middle of another exciting NBA season. Join Tim Roy and the crew on KINS 106.3 for all your Golden State Warriors basketball action.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
The movie Outbreak was released 25 years ago on March 10, 1995. It's the story of a dangerous airborne virus infecting a small Northern California town. Here's how Netflix describes Outbreak. In this doomsday thriller, an army virologist tries to thwart a global biological meltdown in the form of a killer virus infecting a California town. As a Ferndale resident, it was exciting but ominous to see military vehicles rumbling through town, helicopters flying overhead, temporary buildings popping up. The coronavirus pandemic is more real than the movie Outbreak. Your personal reaction to COVID-19 is as important as our government response. Unfortunately, our personal response seems to be influenced by our political opinions. Conservatives seem to see it as much ado about nothing. They like to point out most people who get the virus show no symptoms. It's about as deadly as the common flu. They like to point out that it is really only impacts the elderly. You know, we can hear you when you say that. Most of all, the conservative perception is that media has exaggerated the risk, another example of fake news trying to make Trump look bad. The mysterious toilet paper shortage is seen as proof that liberals are overreacting. Liberals see this as another example of Trump blundering through a potential crisis. In an article from the Japan Times, Trump told a cheering crowd at a campaign rally in South Carolina in early March, "So far, we've lost nobody to coronavirus in the U.S. Nobody," crediting his own policies. Trump continues to shake hands and he won't postpone his rallies. Trump casts the widening COVID-19 crisis in bluntly political terms. Democrats, he said, have found their new hoax. This liberal hoax has killed over 113,000 people worldwide and over 40 in the U.S. so far. Over 1,000 people in the U.S. have been diagnosed with the virus, but that number's low because testing material has not been available. Malia Jones is a doctor of public health epidemiologist. She wrote an opinion piece called What I Think About COVID-19. She makes the usual recommendations. Wash your hands frequently. Don't pick your nose. Frequently clean surfaces that people share. She recommends people practice social distancing at least till the rates go down. If you feel sick, don't go to work. Please, she writes, for the love of all that is holy, stay at home. Your contributions to the world are really not just that important. She says you could start stockpiling up for a possible home quarantine, but don't run out and buy a year's worth of toilet paper. Again, it's not the apocalypse. She wants to remind everyone that when public health works, the result is the least newsworthy thing ever. Nothing happens. If this all fizzles out and you start feeling like that was for nothing, then send a thank you note to your local Department of Public Health for a job well done. This is Mike Goldsby for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.